Freedon Raid, Professor Buzzkill News.
Hello there, Buzzkillers. It's the old professor here, coming in on a hot LZ straight from the historical myths that have plagued us for centuries. Buzzkillers, June 15th, 2015 marks the 800th anniversary of King John being forced by some of his barons to sign Magna Carta, thereby granting every Englishman the right to a representative assembly, trial by jury, a fresh bacon sarnie, and protection from the arbitrary use and abuse of power. It's the foundation document of Western democracy, freedom of the individual, and the first in a long line of civil and political rights granted to people over the centuries. Right, killers? Well, despite what you've probably heard or been taught, Magna Carta did none of these things. Well, it kinda did the protection from arbitrary uses and abuses of power thing. But even then, it wasn't absolute. It was much less than all that. And, sarcasm alert, there's no good historical reason to think that it got the ball rolling towards the glorious freedom and equality that everyone around the world enjoys today. What was it then, you ask? I can hear you asking this. Magna Carta, which means the Great Charter, signed in 1215, was a concession by King John to some of his barons. It limited some royal power over the administration of justice, laid down some rights of the nobles and clergy, and established that the monarch was not above the law. Notice I keep saying some rights, some limits. It didn't establish democracy or even start the process towards democracy. The 1215 Magna Carta was repudiated by John and the church by mid-September of the same year. It was rewritten, reissued, in 1216, 1217, 1225, and 1297, and each time, Buzzkillers, significant changes made it essentially a different edict, and each time it removed more of the limitations on royal power. More than that, if you think about it, it wasn't much of a permanent settlement of the sharing of power in England. It didn't prevent the English Civil War between Parliament and the Crown in the 1640s. It didn't prevent the reign of Cromwell. It didn't prevent the Glorious Revolution of 1688-89. It didn't prevent the struggles between the Parliament and the King in the 1700s. And it didn't prevent the difficulty, or didn't make it any easier, to enact political reform and voting rights between 1832, the First Reform Act, and 1928, which is the final granting of the vote to all adult women. These were immense struggles. They wouldn't have been so difficult, killers, if the Magna Carta had been all that it's cracked up to be nowadays. It was pretty weak as an actual foundation document. The reason it's held in such high esteem, and the reason we're having such big celebrations, especially in England, this year, in fact, today, June 15th, is that politicians and legal scholars began to attach symbolic importance to it, however incorrectly, in the 1600s, 400 years after it was signed. One, overexcited, exaggerating commentator followed another down the centuries, and Magna Carta really became a great charter in the popular imagination. The thing to look out for, Buzzkillers, always, the word great in historical documents, historical moments, most of the time, it wasn't as big as it's been cracked up to be. Over and out, Buzzkillers. Catch you next time when a raid is absolutely necessary.